Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Pote. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Lobbs scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Baker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Hayworth now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Boudreau scores. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Cullenbine scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Raypote. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Lefty West now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts for an out with unknown description. Hoag moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Hoag scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco bunts for an out with unknown description. Harder moves to second. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with West covering, for the out. Harder moves to third. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harder scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack bunts for an out with unknown description. Keltner moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Moore moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts for an out with unknown description. Moore moves to third. Christman moves to second. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth is walked intentionally. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for lefty West. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Christman moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Hayworth scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rocco. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hogue strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue. Moore reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Mac takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns strikes out. Rosar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Burns out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Joe Heving. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Day moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hogue hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. O'Day scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-5, Browns. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco scores. Boudreau moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullenbine. The throw from Haworth and he is safe. Cullenbine steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Calvert now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Lobbs bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. McQuinn moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Christman takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Moore moves to third. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosar strikes out. One out. Pat Seary pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Pat Seary. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's Browns, 7, Indians, 7. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Kennedy. Rocco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caster strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Christman. Boudreau moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore bunts for an out with unknown description. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Burns moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.